This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely, positively, FedEx. Sponsorship for this show comes from SoFi Invest. Alternative investments are now available on SoFi. Unlock the potential to build and protect your wealth with alts, including real estate, venture capital, pre-IPO unicorns, and more at SoFi.com/tboy.
Alternative investment funds have unique risks, including the risk of loss, may charge high fees, can be illiquid, and aren't suitable for all investors. Investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and important information contained in a fund's prospectus prior to investing. SoFi Securities LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Today's show is sponsored by Acura.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura.
And now it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet.
Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own.
Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snack Daily. It is Wednesday, November 17th.
We put some extra TLC into today's pod, making it the best one yet.
It's a TVOY. Meanwhile, Jack managed to install a wine fridge today and break the wine fridge all on the same day.
Why is your fridge running? You better go chase it.
Yeah, Jack, we're going to have to take a pause on the pod. What's the first story? What do we got, Jack?
Hershey's Chocolate has won Thanksgiving with the Reese's Thanksgiving Pie.
So we're jumping in snack style to Gimmicks 101. There is a takeaway here.
For our second story, Lucid just won Car of the Year. Not Electric Car of the Year, Car of the Year.
Snackers, we used to have the Detroit Big Three. Now America has three sets of three.
For our third and final story, everyone's worried about shortages.
Porter's Almanac.
But Walmart just said their shelves are more full than ever.
Walmart turned a financial report into a Walmart holiday ad. Unprecedented.
Before we hit that three mix of stories.
You gonna get me a Pinot or what? Oh, you can't. Okay, you can't.
I'll tell you, it's not chilled.
I think that means it lasts longer.
Let me ask, would you like not chilled or not chilled?
Well, take, what are we talking about today? What else are we talking about today?
For the first time in years,
years,
the Packers are selling stock.
Snackers, the Green Bay Packers are selling shares of the Green Bay Packers for the first time in a century.
This is only the sixth time in 102 years the Packers have done
this. We're talking the only publicly owned, not-for-profit, major professional sports team in all of the United States.
The Packers aren't just a football team.
No.
Green Bay is a lifestyle.
A lifestyle. And their stock, it just began to sell yesterday at like 9 a.m. You could buy the stock.
The Packers are selling 300,000 shares and selling them for $300 apiece.
Which would give the Packers a cool $90 million.
That's a lot of cheddar for the cheeseheads.
Yeah, and they can use that money to maybe, I don't know, defrost the entire stadium.
It's an IPO, an initial Packers offer.
It is.
And that frozen tundra needs a toast.
But here's the thing, Snackers. The Packers stock, it isn't like Pepsi stock and it isn't like Microsoft stock.
This isn't a typical share of a company. It's basically memorabilia blessed by Vince Lombardi's spirit.
And here's why. First of all, you can't sell your Packers stock.
Even if the Packers lose.
And also, you can't get a dividend on your Packers stock.
The front office is frugal.
Oh, and guess what? You can't vote on your Packers stock's team decisions either.
Right. You can't like propose switching from cool blue Gatorade to orange Gatorade, yeah, rallying all the other shareholders.
Jack, your opinion that Rashawn Gary should absolutely start Sunday as a linebacker? That's just your opinion, man. I'm sorry to tell you.
Even if I own stock.
Even if you own the stock.
Now, the Packers are getting $90 million in free money from this initial Packer offer.
And you are getting a piece of paper and a sense of superiority over every other Packers fan.
Here's the takeaway, Snackers. Past performance of the Packers O-line, no guarantee of future results.
Brett Favre, he's not a research report nor investing advice.
Terms and conditions do apply, even if you're wearing one of those red quarterback pennies.
Let's hit our three stories. Ha, 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 ha!
You're tuned in to Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we gotta get some legal out the way. Yeah, yeah. The snacks you're about to hear ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities.
Nope.
It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security.
Right.
Snacks is digestible. Business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC. Member FINRA /SIPC.
For our first story, Hershey's just dropped the Reese's Thanksgiving pie, and Jack and I found a takeaway.
Here we go.
Oh, man, Jack Kramer. What is it, a Reese's pie?
Telephone? What's a telephone?
Gimmicks can earn your brand buzz, but gimmick at your own risk.
Okay, the day before Halloween is Hershey's biggest day of sales of the year, which is just a wonderful idea.
Now, Halloween is over.
Yeah.
So is Hershey's just going to like wait till next year?
No. Instead, they just launched Reese's Thanksgiving pie. They jumped on another holiday ASAP.
It's not a peanut butter cup. It's a peanut butter cup pie.
Peanut butter chocolate pie. It sounds like a dream wrapped in a wish. Here's the secret recipe to this pie. Jack, you want to read it for the people?
Yeah, you take the Reese's cup and you blast it with a Honey, I Blew Up the Kids contraption.
It comes in a big pizza box with zero servings of guilt.
Now, here's the thing. Reese's only made 3,000 of these 9-inch wide pies.
Which leads to the big conspiracy. Is it possible the CEO just bought all the pies themselves?
Maybe. Because Reese's was very proud to spread the word that they sold out in less than 2 hours.
Which is probably why they did this in the first place.
Because this isn't a new product that they're really excited to scale long term. This is a one-off gimmick for good PR.
The real goal of this whole initiative was dozens of news headlines about Reese's in the New York Post, Fox Business, USA Today, and CNN.
This is the headline that Reese's won with their Thanksgiving pie. Yeah. Reese's launches peanut butter pie, sells out in just hours.
And they got that in the New York Post, Fox Business, USA Today, and CNN.
And again, we wonder if the CEO bought all 3,000 pies just to earn those headlines.
Okay, so here's why this is fascinating. Hershey's made an outrageous product in an extremely small quantity that almost guaranteed they would sell out, and they got huge positive buzz.
So should every struggling brand just pivot their focus to marketing gimmicks like this?
Well, here's the problem. Every marketing gimmick kind of has a risk.
Yeah, it could just be a bad idea.
Like you get no press.
And it might be offensive by accident.
Yeah, so you get canceled.
Or it could just annoy customers.
Like only 3,000 people get one. Like I didn't get one. Did you get one?
The minute you heard about the pie, it was sold out.
No one has gotten one that we know.
Can't get one either. Unless I knock on the CEO's door.
Yeah.
What's that in the garage?
Oh, another girl.
3,000 pies.
But this pie is actually the perfect product to talk about the takeaway we found. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Hershey's?
It's not about market share. It's about voice share.
Yeah, everyone talks about the battle over market share, the percentage of industry revenues that you're getting.
But there's also a battle over voice share, the percentage of industry PR that you get.
Yeah, Hershey's, they track voice share in their products. And actually, an analyst literally asked them about voice share on their last earnings call.
How much share of all the social media buzz related to candy is Reese's getting?
Well, in the last week, Google searches for Reese's went up 5x and Reese's hashtag smacked across Twitter.
That's a ton more value than the $135,000 of revenues they made from selling 3,000 pies.
Everyone focuses on market share, but don't forget about the battle over voice share. For our second story, Lucid Motors. It is supposed to be the, get this, the Tesla killer.
And two big announcements drove the young EV stock up 20% this week.
Also, Lucid, perfect opportunity for an engineer there to help with your wine fridge, Jack.
Yes, I need Mr. Allen screwdriver and Mrs. Phillips screwdriver. That's all I need.
Yeah, just use this whole podcast as a platform for a call to action to improve your home.
Now, Lucid is known by some as the Tesla killer. And it was founded by a Tesla engineer.
Right.
It
basically, if you're curious what these cars look like, this is an electric car that looks like a Tesla that just got out of a nightclub.
Based in California, their cars are manufactured in Arizona.
It's like a Tesla Model S that got a table over at Lavo.
But Lucid is also a foreigner in a way.
Get this, Snackers. Lucid, this new electric car company, its biggest shareholder is the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
The Saudi Arabian Sovereign Investment Fund owns a whopping 63% of Lucid's stock.
That means the oil-rich Saudi royal family can now like single-handedly decide what Lucid, the electric car company, does.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But Snackers, here's what Jack and I find fascinating about Lucid Motors. You're going to want to grab a crown.
The list of accomplishments of Lucid already is like a homecoming queen worth of superlatives.
You're going to want to have them sign your yearbook twice. First of all, this car, it has the most range of any electric vehicle.
The Lucid Air goes 520 miles before it needs a charge.
Yeah, the Lucid Air, it also has the fastest charge of any electric vehicle.
You can charge 300 miles worth of battery in just 20 minutes.
And guess what? It's also got the highest price of any electric vehicle.
This Air comes in at $169,000. That compares to Tesla's priciest car, $149,000.
And this Lucid car also is the most of any electric car.
It won the Motor Trend Car of the Year.
That's right. It just won. Not like most electric car of the year. It won best car overall.
And only one other car has won the best car of the year in their first year of existence.
And Jack, do you know what the other car is?
You haven't told me yet. What year? I want to ask.
Okay. The year was like 10 years ago.
It's got to be Tesla Model S then.
It was Tesla. Tesla is the only other car that's done this.
So this could be the Tesla killer.
Well, perfect timing because Lucid just announced their electric car earnings yesterday too.
Well, so far in all of their existence, they've made basically $0 in revenue.
Exactly. And why is that, Jack?
Because they just sold their first car last week.
Meanwhile, Ford Motor Company, they sold $36 billion worth of cars in just the last 3 months.
Lucid hopes to sell 22,000 cars next year.
Well, Ford is going to sell 2 million cars this year.
Lucid stock is at an all-time high.
And Ford is now worth less than Lucid as of yesterday.
Investors want anything that looks like Tesla. Not as much Ford.
Even if it's a Tesla killer. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Lucid?
The US car industry used to be the big three. Now it's three groups of three.
Yeah, snackers. Jack and I just noticed that we now have three distinct families of three US car companies each.
You got the classic Detroit big three, Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis, formerly known as Chrysler.
Yeah, mainly gas-powered pickups and SUVs. All three of these companies are worth between $65 billion and $90 billion, so pretty close.
But now you've got the electric big three with Rivian, Lucid, and Tesla.
All three are electric, all now delivering cars, all now valued at more than the Detroit big three.
But you also have the small three. Nikola, Lordstown, and Workhorse.
This is another new thing. They're all electric. They all recently went public. And these are all three car companies struggling mightily.
Those three are worth $5 billion or less.
So America used to be the Detroit big three for over 50 years.
But now we've also got the electric big three and the electric small three.
For our third and final story, Jack is serving everyone room temperature Chardonnay. I can't wait to get that fridge fixed. You're going to be so happy when you get it fixed.
There's a piece of metal that's broken and using washers very strategically. I think I fixed it.
All I'm hearing is excuses. That's all I'm hearing, Jack. Third story, snackers. Walmart, they just announced their final earnings report before the holidays.
We don't think it was just an earnings report.
No.
It was a front page Walmart Christmas ad.
Now, snackers, stores these days, all the retailers around you, they are happy, scared for the holidays.
On the one hand, there's record high demand for gifts.
So they're happy.
But there's record low supply of those gifts.
So they're scared.
They're excited you're going to shop a lot this holiday season.
But they're freaking out that you're going to be angry the baby Crocs you want are out of stock, because they probably are.
Wilder needs his size negative one Crocs.
So we know what you're thinking, snackers. Walmart is Earth's biggest physical department store, so they must be the most vulnerable, they must be the most nervous, and they must be the most scared.
False.
Yeah.
It appears that Walmart is too big to flail.
Yeah. When it comes to shipping, they are too big to snail.
Now, an earnings call is typically a financial update. It's for Wall Street.
Usually it's pretty straightforward, but Walmart's earnings yesterday was a mix of infomercial and high school pep rally.
We're ready for the holidays. There is excitement in the air. You can feel it.
Their CEO literally said that, and then he went on to say, we are ready, we have the people, we have the products, and we have the prices.
Walmart doesn't have less stuff in aisle six this year. They have more.
And then get this, Walmart, they actually increased their inventory from last year by 11%. That's huge.
How has Walmart done this? It's got ships.
Yeah, S-H-I-P-S. Walmart literally got themselves ships.
Walmart chartered multiple vessels.
Yeah.
Because other vessels had no space for their stuff.
Call it the SS Sam's Club. Walmart is doing their best impression of the U.S. Navy.
If a ship can't get to Walmart, Walmart got their own ships.
Arkansas is landlocked, but that's not going to stop Walmart headquarters.
This is where Walmart's size advantage really shows off.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Walmart?
Walmart just turned their earnings report into an advertisement.
The Wall Street Journal headline, Walmart shelves are stocked. The CNBC headline, Walmart's ready for the holidays.
CNN, what supply chain crisis? Walmart is doing fine.
Those are all the real headlines. The press coverage of Walmart's earnings, we're thinking it was more like a front page ad for Walmart stores.
A customer might be worried that Target is out of the sweaters they want.
Brutal.
But they might have also heard that Walmart probably has the sweater.
So maybe order those Slammin' Salmon sweaters from Macy's instead, but think they're going to be delayed? Someone just said that Walmart's unaffected.
This isn't paid media like a billboard or a Facebook ad.
No.
This is earned media for Walmart.
Classic earned media. The financial press turned into free marketing magic.
Walmart's earnings report is really a free, widely distributed holiday ad.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us over there?
Reese's is doing a Thanksgiving pie gimmick, and it's working.
It's not just about market share. It's also about the voice share.
Lucid is already worth more than each of the Detroit Big Three.
Yeah, America now has three groups of three car makers each.
Walmart is so ready for the holidays.
It is so ready for the holidays that its financial update sounded like a holiday ad. Now, time for our snack fact of the day. This one absolutely sent in by a teacher, Chris Prout, who listens to the pod every day on his way to teaching in Michigan.
The scientific name for the grizzly bear is Ursus arctus horribilis.
Now, the word Ursus in that name is Latin for bear.
Arctus is Greek, which also means bear.
And horribilis is the Latin term for horrible, which is the last part of the name.
So the grizzly bear's scientific name really means bear, bear, horrible.
We repeat, bear, bear, horrible. Arguably a better name.
I told Chris on Twitter, but that's a lot like the Los Angeles Angels, which means the Angels, Angels.
You can't buy stock in the Angels, though, only in the Packers.
And you can't get stock in a bear only gets stock in you.
If you know, you know. Snackers, you look fantastic today. If you haven't yet, tell a buddy who you're with right now, HYHYSD.
Have you had your snacks day?
If you know, then you'll know.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Can't wait. And before we go, happy birthday to my wonderful mother, Alice Martell, over in New York City.
Alice has the home book collection and office book collection rival the Library of Alexandria.
Snackers, if you haven't yet, call your mom today. She gave you life.
And happy birthday to Rui Cerqueira in Portugal.
And happy birthday to Tracy Bullock down in Orem, Utah.
Happy 6-month anniversary to Ankita and Darren in Dublin, Ireland.
And Madeline and Ryan just got engaged. Let's see some ring pics in Morristown, New Jersey.
Congrats to Rich Inman, who just got promoted to vice president down in San Diego. And to anyone else celebrating something today, make it a T-boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. I don't own stock of the Green Bay Packers. I do own my old red quarterback penny.
Can't hit the quarterback. Robinhood Snacks, newsletters, and podcasts reflect the opinions of only the authors who are associated persons of Robinhood Financial LLC and do not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets, Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. They are meant for informational purposes only and are not a recommendation to buy or sell any security, cryptocurrency, or investment strategy in any account. This is not an offer or sale of a security, not a research report, and is not intended to serve on the basis for any investment decision. Any third-party information provided therein does not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets, Inc., Robinhood Financial, LLC, or any of their subsidiaries or affiliates. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal and past performance, does not guarantee future results. Robinhood Financial, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you like the best one yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.